This weekend marks a year since white nationalists descended on Charlottesville, Virginia for the Unite the Right rally. We covered some of the fallout from that on Monday's show with ProPublica's A.C. Thompson.
There was what appears to have been basically a conscious decision on the part of Charlottesville police to allow violence to occur in the streets and let that violence happen and then declare an unlawful assembly and say, hey, we're going to clear everyone out. And that violence absolutely spiraled out of control. And I think we can say clearly a year later, that was a really, really bad decision.
But Charlottesville denied the group a permit to hold a second rally this year, and now Unite the Right is taking its message to our nation's capital. Organizer Jason Kessler got initial approval to hold the event in Washington, D.C.'s Lafayette Square, right in front of the White House, from the National Park Service earlier this year. And the service hasn't issued a final permit yet, but the city is already preparing for what will likely be a tense weekend. So we're turning to some D.C. voices now. Rabbi Lauren Holtzblatt is a senior rabbi at Addis Israel Congregation in D.C., and Mark Lance is an activist and professor of philosophy, justice, and peace at Georgetown University. Mark, Rabbi, welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Thank you. Great to be here.
So, Mark, let's start with you. You've been involved in a bunch of activist groups in Washington for a while. Can you walk us through some of the response that you've seen once the Unite the Right rally, once people found out that this rally was coming to Washington?
Absolutely. So first, just to be clear, this is the group that invaded Charlottesville with guns and torches under the banner of expelling Jews, blacks, LGBT folks, immigrants, Muslims from our country. And now they're coming to one of the most diverse, progressive, and black cities in America with the same message. We want to show that this entire city is coming together to say this is not a debatable issue of public policy. This is people spreading the most hateful, the most violent ideology in the history of humanity and bringing it into our city, and we're not going to tolerate that.
Rabbi, we just heard Mark use the word Nazi, and the ideology of these white nationalists is one that directly threatens your congregation, particularly with the use of that word. What's the feeling among the Jewish community in Washington, D.C. right now?
I think the mood is both. There are people who are anxious for sure. The mood is also tired, but resilient. I think over the last year, we've felt like there's been a real amplification of hate in this country. And certainly from Charlottesville last year, there were many synagogues that were targeted when this group invaded the city. And so we've both been dealing with that anxiousness by beefing up security for the weekend in our own building and obviously in synagogues around the city, but also really trying to stay grounded in our values of love and tzedek, justice, and inviting our partners from all different faiths, from the LGBTQ community, from folks that are brown and black and part of every community in this city to join us in our worship this weekend in our synagogue.
I want to ask both of you, we obviously opened the segment talking about Charlottesville and the way that Charlottesville unraveled last year was unfortunately in violence and in death. And the potential for violence at a rally like this with counter-protesters seems pretty high. What are your thoughts, Mark?
Well, one thing I would say is that the D.C. capacity for policing is very different than Charlottesville, so I expect the state to have a different role than it did there. But beyond that, we've been focusing very carefully and with a great deal of detail on security. At our rally, we will have security in many forms around the perimeter, around the stage, moving through the crowd, looking for anyone who's trying to start violence. We'll have a liaison to the police, even though our hope is to handle this internally. But there's always a possibility. I mean, it's Nazis, right? I mean, they are coming, not disavowing a person who drove a car into a crowd trying to murder multiple people and succeeding in murdering one. They're celebrating the successes of Charlottesville. That's their words. So we're clear about who we're dealing with, and there's potential there, and there's many of us who are willing to put our bodies between between them and the most vulnerable people in the city, if it comes to that.
And this has gone from something that I think a lot of Americans would rather have forgotten about or would like to consider fringe. But Rabbi, as a faith leader, how do you see the trajectory of this white nationalist movement as it's continued to grow? We're seeing anti-Semitic hate crimes on the rise, anti-Muslim, anti-Latino crimes. I mean, do you see this as a growing movement, or is this just the willingness of some people to be more open about what they really feel?
My sense is there's been an amplification of hate amongst the highest offices of this country. And I think when you have rhetoric and policies that push for fear of the stranger within national policy, I think what it does is it ignites dormant groups that are out there and allows them to feel that they have center stage. And look, I feel as a religious leader that our job is to do the same, is to amplify our voice of love and peace and unity and a dignity of difference that is so, we feel it so beautifully in the city of Washington, and that it's our job actually to be a counter voice, to be a voice that actually says, this is not who we are as a country. This is not who we are as a religious community. And we need to stand grounded in our principles and our values.
And yet we are seeing not just rhetoric, but policies like things like, quote unquote, zero tolerance. Mark, what is your sense of how or is white nationalism winning in some ways now that we're seeing it not just with this march, but in bigger policy initiatives?
It's growing for sure. And with the immigration policies, the Muslim policies of the government, as well as from some people, dog whistles in support of actual neo-Nazis, and in the case of some people in the White House, direct support. It's also worth emphasizing that this nationalist movement is a worldwide phenomenon. We've seen right-wing governments arising in Turkey, in Hungary, in Poland, in Austria. In countries around the world, there's a resurgence of this most hateful of ideologies. At the same time, it's brought thousands and thousands of good people who haven't necessarily been involved politically beyond voting out into the streets. I'm seeing colleagues from my university who, good people, but not people who are organizers and activists, calling me and asking what to do. So there's a response coming. So I'm not going to say they're winning, because they're not going to win. We're going to all stop them.
Right. And I want to follow up on that with the rabbi. I think a lot of people feel hopeless sometimes, or they feel frustrated. You mentioned people being tired. Do you have a message for people who are seeing this and feeling like we should have gotten past this and here we are, and there's a sense of hopelessness and or fear?
Yes, absolutely. I think it has to do with a lot with what Mark just said, which is, I think one of the things that we've seen amongst this time, even though we are tired of dealing with this, is an activism that maybe had been not as present over the past several years. And I think one of the things to remember is the moral arc of the world will bend towards justice. And I think part of our job as a community is to come together and remind each other of that and build our voices to be a presence within the world continually on an ongoing basis.
Rabbi Lauren Holtzblatt is senior rabbi at Addis Israel Congregation in D.C., and Mark Lance is a professor at Georgetown University. Thanks to you both for being here.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.
And listeners, we want to hear from you. Has your community changed since last year's Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville? For good or for bad, have you seen more inclusion and activism? Or have you noticed an increase in hate or white supremacist activity? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE and tell us what you think. And that's our show for today. Thanks so much for being with us this hour. I'm Tanzina Vega, and this is The Takeaway.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.